The fellow from the sheriff's office said the store is going to be sold at public auction at 10 o'clock, and it was 10 o'clock, and that's all there was to it. Well, sure, as I say, this fellow Falter, Mrs. Zell's lawyer, put in a bid of $3,000 for Oliver. And then what do you think happened?
I don't know. What?
In rushes Hector Smith and bids $5,000.
What? Hector Smith bid $5,000?
Yes.
Why, he must have been cuckoo. He ain't got $5,000.
I know, but wait. Anyhow, he gets the store for $5,000. And he writes out a check and gives it to the fellow from the sheriff's office. And just about that time, Mrs. L comes in. So the fellow from the sheriff's office gives the check to her.
Yeah, but they'll find out that check ain't no good. And Smith will go to the hose cow. That's against the law, passing out phony checks.
Yes, I know, but... And that's the good part of it. Mrs. Yale didn't get a chance to cash that check. And Hector made her give it back.
What? Made her give it back? What do you mean, made her give it back?
Well, sir, you recollect a couple of months ago when she had Hector put in jail for... Well, for letting some bees loose?
Yeah, sure, I remember. Why?
Well, sir, Mrs. Yale let them bees loose herself, she did. And then blamed it on Hector and had him arrested. And what's more, Hector's got some witnesses to prove she done it. She just had him put into jail to save her own hide.
Well, can you picture that?
Yes. Yeah. So Hector said if she didn't give back the check, he'd sue her for
You mean false arrest?
Yes, that's it, yes. Yes, and her own lawyer told her she'd better give back the check. So that just about settles her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see in the corner of the Gazette that she's leaving town to go on a trip. Oh, say, did you read the Gazette this morning?
Nope, ain't got our copy yet. More than likely able to fetch it from the post office in his way from delivering orders. Anything special in it?
Yeah, it says there's a crazy man in town.
First, I can see about 100 of them.
Yeah, but this guy's on the level, is it? This fellow escaped from an asylum back east almost 6 months ago, see? They've been trailing him ever since. And they think he's here in Corn Center.
Well, what's the matter with the fella?
Oh, I don't know. Just crazy, I guess. He thinks he's Napoleon. Goes around planning big military campaigns.
Well, shucks, I reckon he don't fool nobody, does he?
That ain't the idea, Mr. Winterbottom. The guy's dangerous. That is, if you get in an argument with him. It gets him so odd you tell him he ain't Napoleon.
It does, huh?
Yeah. Why, back east, right after he got out of the insane asylum, he almost killed the guy for...
Yes, sir. Just a second, Mr. Busham. I'll see what this fella wants.
Well, that's all right, then. I gotta be getting along anyway. Well, I'll be seeing you later.
Yes, sir. Hey, so long, Mr. Bush. Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
I understand I can find Mr. Peters here. Mr. Ebb Peters.
Yes, that's right. He's out for a few minutes just now, but I'm his partner.
Oh, yes. I wrote him a letter yesterday, but as I happened to be passing through, I thought I'd stop in and interview him personally.
Yes, you see.
I'm from the Bowie and Maloney Advertising Agency. We handle all the advertising for DeWitt Tennis Shot, and I...
What is that, mister?
I say we handle the advertising for... perhaps you'd better answer the phone.
Oh, yes. Just checking. Hello? Yes. Oh, hello, Miss Snyder. You say I've left the wrong order at your house. Oh, shucks. Well, listen, Miss Snyder, if he's been to your house, he must be on his way back, and he'll be here in a second. Yes, I'll send him over the right stuff. Goodbye. Well, Ab's on his way back now. He'll be here in a
minute. I'll wait for the nonce.
Wait, what was that?
I said I'd wait for the nonce.
Say, you look here. Ab Peters ain't no nonce for nothing like it. And if you figure...
No. I said nonce. I'll wait in the interim.
Well, we ain't got no interim. If you want to wait, you can wait right here.
By interim, I mean elapse. Elapse of time.
Well, what you doing funny about that?
Funny?
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing funny about it.
Then why did you laugh at it?
Oh, no. Not laugh. Elapse. That's a word denoting a difference in time. For example... A man leaves his home at 8 o'clock and arrives at his office at 9. There's an elapse of an hour.
What is that again?
An elapse of an hour. You see, it's 8 o'clock here and it's...
No, you're wrong there, mister. It's quarter to two. Almost quarter to two.
I know, but we'll say it's 8. 8 o'clock when...
Yeah, you can say it if you want to, but just the same, it's quarter to two. Look there.
Yes. I understand that perfectly. But this is simply hypothetical. We'll hypothecate that point.
Well, we will, huh?
Yes. Now, it's 8 o'clock at the man's home, and 9 o'clock at his office.
Oh, yes, I get what you mean now. Yes, like When it's 12 o'clock in China, in this country, it's 3.
No, that isn't it. I'm sorry, but 12 o'clock in China isn't it at all.
Well, shucks, you don't need to be sorry. I don't give a damn what time it is in China.
That it's 12 o'clock in China couldn't possibly have anything to do with the fact that it's Thursday in this country.
You mean to stand there and tell me when it's 12 o'clock in China, it couldn't be Thursday in this country?
Oh, of course it could be Thursday in this country, but
well, then what are you arguing about it for?
I'm not arguing. I'm endeavoring to explain a very simple proposition.
Yes, well, what is it? What is it? Sakes alive, come to the point.
It's simply this. A man leaves his house...
For China.
For China. No. He doesn't leave for China. He leaves for his office. And he...
Is this the same fellow you was talking about a while ago?
Yes.
Well, he'd better hurry up. He's going to be late.
He leaves his house at 8 o'clock and he arrives at his office at 9. There's a difference in time, isn't there?
Yes.
Now, what's the difference?
Yes, that's what I say.
Well, that's what you say.
Yes, what's the difference?
Oh, but you still haven't got...
Say, what are you selling anyhow?
Nothing at all. I'm an advertising man. My firm handles all the advertising for the DeWitt Tennis Short Company. I understand that Mr. Peters has just been victorious in the court and that he wore DeWitt tennis shorts.
Yes, that's right. He wore the shorts, all right.
Now, we'd like to make capital of that in our advertising.
Mm.
Make use of his picture. Put him on the air, perhaps. Use his testimonial.
Mm?
Do you suppose he'd let us have his picture?
Why, certainly would. Why, Ab would give you the shirt right off his back.
Oh, well, that would hardly be necessary. I'd be quite willing to pay for it.
How much?
Oh, say $50.
What? $50?
Well, I might possibly make it $75.
$75 for a shirt? Why, you must...
Wait a moment. I'm afraid we are talking across purposes. Let me explain again who I am and what I want. My name is Briggs. Napoleon...
What's that?
I said I'm Napoleon...
Wait a second, mister. I ain't disputing you. I know you are. I know the minute you set foot in this store. Now, why don't you just go on down the street and...
But I'm trying to explain that I'm planning a campaign.
Yes, that's right. I bet you'll lick them, too. Just beat the tar out of them. Now, you just get along and plan out your campaign.
But I've got business here. As I said, I was passing through the town and thought I'd kill two birds with one stone by coming...
What was that?
I said I thought I'd kill...
Oh, wait a minute now. Nobody's arguing with you. It ain't no use you getting sore, Mr. Shucks. Now you just get along and peace your life.
Hey, what's the matter with you? I'm here to get...
Yes, I know. You want to get a shirt. Well, here, I'll give you mine. Right off my back. And I won't charge you a cent for it.
Why, the fellow's mad. He's mad.
No, I ain't mad at all. I'm your friend, Mr. Here's my shirt.
But see here, I can't...
That's all right. You just take it. That's it. Now take it and run along. Here's the way to the door.
Yes, I got this.
Here, look on here. Goodbye. And kiss. Goodbye. 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 Oh, telephone. Oh, my. Hello. Oh, hell, Miss Pinkley. No, I can't deliver nothing now. No, I can't leave the store. I just give my shirt to Napoleon.